And that was a big aha moment. So I wrote my book on Common Understanding. And before then I'd written a review article which was on all the different theories of what might be causing language disorders, and there were sort of different levels of the language system that might be hit.
Yeah.
And then basically somebody said, well, I do a book. And I thought, oh, that would be easy, because I just take that article and expand it a bit and add a bit. And of course, I then found it just did not work, and I grappled with it. And it took, I think, 3 years in total, because I was just kept coming up against this problem that you couldn't adopt that simple modular approach when you've got a system that's in the state of development, because an impairment at one level will have knock-on effects to the next level. In addition, you've got the top-down stuff as well. I mean, if you have problems with, for example, inferring what somebody else is thinking, that will affect what sort of assumptions you make about what they've said when the signal is noisy. So yeah. you've got a much more complicated system. I mean, I think the adult models, we had a meeting 3 or 4 years ago to try and bring together adult models and child models. So I did that with Carolyn Patterson and Kate Nation. We had a Royal Society meeting, and we thought it might be interesting to put the two together, but it was almost more of interest because it made you think about the models that people were using, and also just the methods, you know. Yeah. Were there methods that the people working with adults were using that we could borrow, or vice versa? But I think in terms of theoretical insights, probably it's just really hard, because looking at the system that has reached some sort of, you know, stable state and then been damaged is very different from looking at a system that's growing up with a problem.